Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions. How do we record an episode? How do we get our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? And how do we make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. What we love about Anchor, and you guys know this very well, is the sound effects. They've added a certain je ne sais quoi to our episode. It's basically our entire brand. And we also like the ease of use. You know, we're in a bar right now recording on my phone, and we're completely able to do this without...
We could upload it from this bar right now if we wanted to.
And we are, because it's my fucking birthday, bitch. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join us and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hey guys, so we got a new message and we just listened to it, and it's like the most pure thing I've ever heard. It's so precious and I love it so goddamn much. So we're just going to start off the episode by playing that, and then we're going to get into some Comic-Con stuff that Kat is not aware of.
Saturday night, I slept for 12 hours, including throughout the entire Twin Peaks panel. So I have no idea what happened.
I mean, it happened at like 11 o'clock our time. So
I was
excusable.
I was
That's like sleep time.
I was asleep.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense.
But it makes for good radio that I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so let's play that clip. Roll it.
That was my terrible version of air horns. Long time, first time. Y'all are awesome. Kat, please watch Westworld so you and Erica can do Westworld podcast. And I'll end this with y'all's favorite catchphrase. Thanks, I hate it. Oh, this is Kane, by the way. Bye.
Okay, so that was adorable. So, yeah, let's just get right into some of this Comic-Con news.
There was no news at Comic-Con.
Lack of news. Thanks,
we got
Amy Shields and
again.
Christabel. We done got trolled. Actually, it started out with fucking Kimmy Robertson at some other, like, random Comic-Con a few months ago. She was like... She almost accidentally said something, and she was like, oh, I'll save that for, like, maybe July. And now it's July, and I'm not okay, because everyone was like, oh my god, so, like, 2 and 2 adds up to 4. Like, obviously, they're gonna, and they
nope,
just didn't.
There was nothing.
So I don't have anything queued up at all. Because I'm great. So we're going to start out with, here's a great one.
Okay.
So the girl who played Darcy.
What was Darcy? Daria?
Daria?
Yeah. Daria.
Whatever. Close enough. I was close.
You were close.
Daria. Yeah, the one that Dunn got murdered.
Oh.
She's describing a direction she got from David Lynch.
Okay.
And I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
And you're going to watch. It's mostly visual for our listeners, but I'll describe.
And you can tweet it out.
I've already tweeted it. You guys know what it is. You guys should know at this point.
So it was right before my scene. And he brought Kale and I into a room with him. And he said, all right, it's got to be real. And he said, it's got to start like here.
Thanks, I hate it.
Fucking David. Fucking David.
Jazz fingers.
And that's one of the things.
Oh.
So another thing, George Griffith, who plays
Ray,
says on the panel that the best piece of direction he got from Lynch, it was a similar question.
Yep.
Same question, different actor.
Yep.
He goes, Lynch pulls George and Kyle in very close to him, and he says, it needs to be more Mysterioso. I knew you would fucking die. She's crying. Mysterioso. That's the one I've been saving.
Wait, but you know.
I literally tweeted that you're going to die.
Wait, you know.
I literally said, we will be yelling about this next episode. I don't think Ken is following this. She's going to lose her shit. Update! She did!
Because you know me. Wait, I'm gonna do my David Lynch mobster voice. If I can.
Please do.
It's gotta be more Mysterioso.
God, I hate
it. I'm gonna. That wasn't my best. I'm gonna try again later.
It wasn't very gangstery. Sorry, I'm walking around the apartment.
I'm laughing too hard.
I'm literally crying. I just did my makeup and I'm crying. Send help. Call for help. Yeah, so
That was it.
Yeah. Wow. So let's just jump right into it. We are very excited for this episode because
Leo season.
Portals! So
we're just gonna scream as much as possible.
What are you saying? Portals!
Shut the fuck up.
I remember portals!
So we're on a new disc, and there's a new screen with whooshing, and it is a moon on a black background with somehow a quieter but more ominous whooshing. And we're upset about it.
Nighttime is my time.
Anyway, part 11. There's fire where you are going. And I'm upset.
I'm not ready for this at all. Actually, I am because this is the episode with the lady in the car.
Yep.
And that is honestly my favorite
this is such a good episode.
Subplot of season 3.
Easily. Oh, this is so good. I can't wait.
Blue logo.
It's Blue Rancho Rosa.
Whoa.
Everyone thought that this was going to be the one where...
I wonder if that represents electricity because there's portals in the episode.
I mean,
electricity.
Could be.
I have leftover Indian food I keep forgetting about.
No, I was going to say everyone thought that this was going to be the episode where Cooper came back because they showed it at Comic-Con
last year.
Yeah. Obviously, that did not happen.
Nope. That was, like, the biggest cock tease of the whole series. It was just like, maybe he's coming back now. Maybe now. Oh, we're waiting until the very last episode.
God damn it.
Oh, so I was watching something else with, what was I watching the other day that had Grace Zabriskie in it? Oh, I was watching My Own Private Idaho.
Yeah.
She's in it, and I was like, oh, shit. Sarah Palmer.
I've been rewatching Portlandia because my friend just started watching it for the first time, and she's been live texting it to me. Oh. So now I felt the need to rewatch it so I could like watch along with her, and it is truly a gift.
I started watching it when it came out when I was in like high school. Yep. I think it was like junior year, maybe.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I love.
Do you like my flowers? So for the like, I'm sure you guys have seen in our tweets. Like, I always have a wine glass with dead flowers, a wine bottle with dead flowers in it.
We now have fresh flowers.
I have fresh flowers. However, Finally. They are in a Caroline's Pilsner glass. Caroline's is a comedy venue in New York City. It's very famous. I don't know why I have this glass. I have I have two of these glasses, okay?
I enjoy it.
It's a look.
Oh, Miriam is not dead.
No, and these boys are playing.
No one can hear this because David Lynch doesn't know how to sound design.
And yet he's nominated for an Emmy. Oh, so is that Ronette's bridge? Yes, it is. Isn't it?
Wasn't hers like higher up?
Maybe.
Maybe all bridges in Washington just look like that.
It also kind of looks like the bridge from... A Quiet Place.
I didn't see that.
Where the kid dies.
Oh,
it's like in the first 5 minutes, the kid just like immediately dies because he's a fuckwad.
I mean,
he deserved to die. Okay. I mean, okay. So I've been like on my bullshit lately since last night.
Last night.
I just want to discuss for a second. Thomas J. deserved to die. He knew those bees were there.
I don't know who you're talking about.
From My Girl. Me. Oh, that's literally me. Just screaming. That was me yesterday when I almost murdered a lady for tripping over me in the movie theater. Please, I need your car. Okay, hurry. I'm coming right over. I love her so much. I would die for... Actually, no, I would not die for Shelly.
For Matchin, yes. Shelly,
no. For Matchin, yeah, absolutely. Fuck Shelly. Fuck. I'm taking a bold stance. I'm going to say, fuck Shelly Briggs Johnson, whatever you want to call her. Fuck her. She's a pretty shitty mom. She's not doing great with Becky. Like,
she's not.
Becky's about to murder her husband. B, she fucking betrays Bobby.
Literally, she gives the... She's like...
Like, she's so bad at this.
Wait, and then she jumps on the hood of the car?
On the hood. Like, what the hell? Who
does this?
Going?
Who does this?
Like, who's just fucking, and how do you stay on, like, she stayed on for a lot longer.
Who does that to their mom?
Who does that? Who raises a kid that's going to do that? Like, Shelly, you done goofed. I feel like Carl Rod is the only sane person in the entire town.
Yep.
And he just looks so fed up with everyone's shit at all times.
Yep.
And then I love that he just like pulls out a whistle to get the car. He's like, oh, you need a car? Here's my big flute.
It's like in Legend of Zelda when he like blows the thing and the horse shows up. Yeah, that too. And doesn't he like whistle for the horse?
Oh yes,
to come
he
too?
Does. Yes, you're right.
Why didn't you just call Bobby? Yeah. You're.
Maggie. This is Carl. 1017.
I love her.
In this house, we love Maggie.
Maggie, the dispatcher.
The dispatcher's through with Deputy Briggs.
This is quite an episode. Oh, I've been meaning to, like, this go back to Twitter.
This episode is too lit.
It's way too lit.
Norma's just like, fuck you, Shelly.
Norma has way
too many
other things
to deal with.
Okay. Becky, just come up with the car. I love that literally everyone, like, made these beautiful, just, like, really passionate, just lovely posts for Laura's birthday yesterday.
And you...
And I posted a Laura Schopenhag meme.
I know. I saw it.
Why am I like this?
Oh, here she goes. Oh, yes! Steven is cheating on her with Donna's fucking sister!
Fucking Gersten!
What kind of name is Gersten?
Literally the worst. Fuck you, Gersten, and your little song. That doesn't convince me that nobody's in there. That convinces me that everyone is in there.
Oh, this is the whooshing that was in the last... Girl.
Big mood.
Oh, God.
No. No.
Oh, God.
No. No.
Why is this so terrifying?
No.
Jesus Christ.
This is the worst thing I've ever... No.
That
was
like
horrifying.
Gave me vertigo.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna vomit now. What the fuck?
It was the...
BRB vomiting.
It's time for some fucking portals, bitches!
Going to the zone.
Oh yeah, we're
the
going to the
zone.
The low-cal calzone zone. I
was just watching the finale of the entire series and crying this morning.
Great.
Literally 10 a.m. I'm like, well...
Time to cry. Anyway, the thing that made us vomit was the progressing camera going down the stairs.
Going through the hallway
down
the stairs.
Oh, why was it so scary? Anyway.
No, terrifying. I love Matthew Lillard so much. I wish he had a larger part in this series, but also this was perfect for him. But also, I completely forgot until just this very moment how he dies.
Yep. His head's about to explode, bitch.
Oh, no.
What happened after that?
Oh, poor Matthew Lillard.
What happened?
He don't know. He just wants to go scuba diving. Just let him go scuba diving.
No!
No! No! No! Fucking woodsman.
What?
No.
I see you.
I love Albert so much. So goddamn much.
You went into the fence here about 15 or 20 feet.
Also, I read something about, like, people had theories that Albert was dating. What's Christabel's character?
Tammy?
Tammy?
Boring
girl, Tammy. Yeah. Boring girl? Tammy, yeah. There was, like, a
what?
Theory that they were. And I was like, no.
What? No.
Not. There was also a theory that Albert and Diane.
Okay, that's
which
not
is much more plausible.
That's not a theory. That's people writing fan fiction.
Yeah.
It's not a theory.
No, it's not. But I think it was our friend John tweeted out an article that was like talking about like people's headcanons.
Don't care.
And I'm like, no, it's Gordon and Tammy, first off. And it's Albert.
And Constance.
And Constance, exactly.
Fucking
here weird. It comes! Here it comes! Here comes the portal.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Cat just jumped. Visibly jumped.
Yeah! Oh my god.
Animals
in the
portal.
It's so loud. I
forgot
I fucking hate it.
And they're all just like, we see nothing.
They're all like, you okay, fam?
Yep, he's just like...
reaching out to nothing. Big goddamn mood.
No!
Absolutely.
No!
Fucking cursed.
Albert's like, don't you fucking dare leave me here with these motherfuckers.
Get out of the fucking portal, you dumb fuck.
Albert was so calm that whole time.
Like, literally.
Oh,
we
sure did, Albert.
Oh no.
This is so sad. Alexa played Esposito.
God damn it. Oh no, there's Ruth Davenport. Oh god. So much is happening. Diane just doesn't care. Oh, here he comes. Yep.
Oh, no.
Ruth Davenport, I presume.
You can't tell me that Albert, member of the FBI, uses a fucking Samsung phone.
Truly. My dad, former FBI agent.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, no.
And Diane's just, like, chilling. Oh, my God.
I hate him. I hate him. Like, I literally have chills. And Diane's just, like, okay.
Well, we know,
like,
she's not
is he?
Real Diane.
Yeah, she's told.
Tulpa Diane.
Looks like coordinates are written on her own.
Also, there's a theory going on that I created.
You got a picture?
A theory that I created going on Twitter that,
Oh,
no, here it comes. Oh, God.
He's
going slow.
Oh, my God!
And then he calls for backup, and Diane's like, there's no backup for this. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so fucking good.
Oh,
it's so nasty.
Oh, this is so good.
No.
I need all available backup at 2240 Sycamore.
Oh, no.
Fucking Sycamore. Oh, it's so good.
It's very,
What the hell happened, Matley?
Very Pulp Fiction.
Well,
oh, poor dude. He done exploded.
He's dead.
Have to talk about everything.
I am not ready for this. You guys know how upset I get over Bobby Briggs. The love
wow,
of my
wow,
goddamn
wow,
life.
Wow.
You want a divorce? I don't know. I love him.
Imagine. It's so beautiful.
I'm not.
Shelly, it's so awful.
I'm not going to do it. I don't have any money.
Person.
Norma.
Norma's just so shady. She's shady bitch. She's like, all right.
No, I can't take any more money from you, Mom. And he spent everything you ever gave me anyway.
No. Oh, God. This part hurts me so bad.
But you gotta pay me back. And you gotta make this right.
Bobby.
I'm gonna have to get you out of that trailer. And away from him. He's just going through a bad time right now.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Briggs.
The only reason I haven't busted him is I was hoping he would come around. For you.
Bobby Briggs is the most pure person.
He's good inside. He goes out every day looking for work.
Yeah, huh? Norma!
Norma is so goddamn shady. She's like, yeah, sure he did.
Sure he's looking for a job.
You,
no.
Lying!
Like that.
I lost my tourmaline. I had it in my pocket.
Come on.
I almost washed these pants with tourmaline in them.
So now,
if he ever touches you or breaks the law in any way, I'm gonna bring him down.
Yeah!
You go, Bobby Briggs. You fucking beat his ass. Beat his ass. Protect your daughter.
We know that you're a grown, married woman.
Are you, though?
Is she? Are you sure about that?
My parents.
Are we all... Are we sure about this? Yeah, but you don't care about losing Bobby. Fuckhead. Peter. Sorry, she hurt Bobby. I can't.
Oh, when you flew off the windshield, like, okay, I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to do that. I really didn't.
So, okay. Goddamn windshield. She's just like, I'm sorry. Like, that would be much more, that would be a much bigger deal for me.
Right?
Like, oh, no. No, no, no.
She's having this lovely moment with her family, and then the fucking drug dealer shows up. And, no, Bobby.
Bobby. No. Fuck you, Shelly. Fuck you. Right in front of Bobby.
In front
How
of my
dare friend. You? How dare you?
Oh.
Bobby, how could you do this to him? You just broke his little heart. He is, oh my God, I will protect him for the rest of my life. I love him so much. Bobby Briggs is the most pure person, and he did not deserve this at all. I'm so upset right now.
Lower voice. Bobby killed a guy!
Just a reminder that he killed a guy over baby laxative! I mean, honestly, Bobby was just trying to protect Laura. The guy was going to kill them.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bobby just wants to protect everyone. He is the most pure person. He is an actual angel. Actual angel, Bobby Briggs. And here it comes.
Oh, man, this scene.
Here it comes.
Also, this scathing commentary on American culture.
This episode is just so fucking
jam-packed.
It's so good. The kid with the gun and the lady with the screaming and the vomit. Big mood. Big mood.
Wow, Daddy.
Like, why are you... There's a police officer there. Why are you honking? So fucking stupid. It's so stupid. It's just the one lady that's still honking. This little kid with piece of attitude shit. With his hand on his hip.
They hate him. Oh. Fuck you. We know who your dad voted for.
I aspire to be that child. He has so much attitude.
This is also what dissociating feels like, by the way.
Literally, it does. No, honestly, I'm not even here right now. Thanks. He just like, cut it out, cut it out. She's like, won't.
What? Good shots.
Wait, who thought that was Elijah Wood? Was that Joe?
Yeah.
Was that when Joe was here? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe thought that was Elijah Wood.
His parents, I think. He's on both of them. Ma'am, please. I'm going to try to stop. It's going to be Mark Noir.
Oh, I love Bobby so much.
Bobby is so great. And literally kill her.
I would murder her.
Literally shoot her in the face.
Just frog woman. Oh, she'd be fucking dead.
To be alive. What is her purpose in life?
I saw that gun go shooting out the window. Her uncle is joining us. She hasn't seen him in a very long while. We're late. We got to go now. Please. We have.
And then just all the vomiting.
Yep. Oh, she literally is like a zombie.
Yeah. No, literally. And I was like, why?
Oh, God. Ew.
Like, why did we not come back to this ever? It's literally a zombie. It's literally like, and Bobby's just like,
ew.
The moment he realizes that kid's gonna projectile all over everyone.
She deserves to be vomited on.
She really did. She deserves.
Bobby's like, how did I get myself into this shit? I should have left this town when I had the chance.
It's like, why am I here?
He's like, why didn't I go to California?
Just reevaluating his entire life because of this one fat woman.
She looked like a fucking toad.
She did. So I just need to get back to my crystal ball theory from back when we were talking about the portals. It's a new theory.
A theory that Erica started.
That I started, and I think it's pretty accurate and is founded in fact. It's, it started out from a Saturday where Christabel was like talking about how like David Lynch is creativity and just oozes it. And she's just like.
Ooze is the worst word.
Ew. Yeah, I know. But my theory is that Christabel is Lynch's tulpa. She's a tulpa that Lynch created.
I mean.
That'd it's be, not wrong.
That would be pretty impressive, I think, I guess. I don't know. Could be.
I think it's possible. What were we tweeting again? I don't know. Let's get back to the episode. I'm tired.
Campfire, what is
yes.
It's not a campfire. It's a fire symbol. It's a type of fire. More like modern day electricity.
Electricity.
Depends upon the intention behind the fire. The major also gave us a date, day after tomorrow. If you read these stars,
the peaks,
you find that same date.
The owl.
It refers you to
oh,
here.
Oh no.
What is this?
Everything
it's
is connected.
It's fertility, but it's
corn.
It's black.
Thanks, we need it.
Yes, I want to record this crime.
You found something, didn't you?
I'm so upset.
Just like you said, I'm sorry. I should have let you know.
What did you find, Hawk?
I can't handle
Margaret,
this.
Margaret, I can't tell you that.
My lawn is afraid of fire.
I know it is.
There's fire where you are going.
Oh. There's fire where you're going.
There's fire where you are going.
Okay, Margaret.
Good night, Hawk.
Good night.
No, good
Thank
night.
You, Margaret.
Oh. That wasn't the last one, but it's every time it's very deeply upsetting.
Oh? Is it fucking Chad?
It probably is. Fuck
I don't remember
Chad.
Who it is.
It's, there's like a 90% chance it's Chad. And Chad is,
or is
the
it,
fucking worst.
Or is it Bobby coming back to tell him
oh,
about
Bobby.
The fucking stupid...
Nope,
Jesse.
It's Elijah Wood. Fuck you, Joe.
I'm in a meeting. Do you want to see my car? No. Okay. Also, I wanted to mention the fact that Hawk is like the corn represents fertility, and he well because of, and
yeah.
it, but it's evil, so it's like the
cat on a hot tin roof.
Oh,
never done that before.
Big mood.
We're supposed to get some coffee.
Also, like, the way that this is shot so vastly differently from the
coffee?
Rest of the whole series.
I would like some coffee.
Everything is so cool.
Maybe some longer.
Right?
It's creepy.
No, I was just going to say, I'm thinking about the, like, the themes of sex in the show and, like,
yes.
the evil
the picture you
creation
of
blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
I would
yeah,
like to see it,
Albert.
I don't know, we're all too tired.
Ah, the policeman's dream.
I honestly live for your David Lynch voice.
Thanks.
Could you do the Mysterioso
I
now? Do you think you're on the roll for it?
You gotta make it more Mysterioso.
It's much better.
Thanks.
Good job. I figured it while we were going.
Yep. I just gotta slip into it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Albert
out back.
Hates absolutely
out back
everything
out
and
out
everyone, and I love it. And my absolute favorite part of anything was it in the final dossier with
Leo
Johnson.
Yeah, making fun of
Leo,
yeah.
Yep. During his autopsy, he's just like tearing
Imagine
apart.
Imagine dragging
Leo.
Someone. In their autopsy.
Honestly, mood.
I could be mistaken.
Oh my god.
Well, I was in the
fucking
car.
Diane.
I didn't see him.
I was so, like, I was so here for her. Like, she's just a style
oh,
icon.
So
I just, I live
queen,
for
queen
Diane.
Queen of tulpas.
Now
queen,
I remember.
Queen of blonde
I
wigs.
Him.
I might have that exact
yeah,
wig, actually, now that I think about it.
I saw the bearded man.
He saw the bearded man. You done saw the bearded man, David Lynch, didn't you?
Dirty bearded men in a room.
That's honestly title of my sex tape. I feel like that's probably like the first cognizant moment.
That's the name of the car.
Coop / Dougie had was like putting two and two together.
Yeah.
With the sign of Bushnell as a boxer and then
realizing.
Bushnell in front of him.
Yes. He's like, ah,
same person.
Aging exists.
He has grasped the concept of aging. Congratulations.
Oh, yes. This is, this episode is just. Such a gift.
It truly is.
He's just coming out of the bathroom now.
I love her so goddamn much. I would absolutely
She's focusing so
die.
Hard pouring that coffee.
So hard. Also, the titty on the corner of the screen. That's all I care about. I'm deeply gay and still feeling the effects of cancer season. Is it cancer season or am I just horny?
Cancer season really hit you hard.
It really did.
Look at his.
I drove 3 hours to Pennsylvania to fuck a guy.
Look at how dapper they are in those pajamas and robes. I love that
honestly,
so much.
That's what a my book. Morning goals. Like, that's what I want every morning of my entire
yep.
life to be. Including the Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh, his dream.
Right.
I had a dream. He's so serious.
Big goddamn mood.
Dreamt about killing that Douglas Jones fuck. He was so mad. I can't wait to kill this guy.
Us laughing at murder threats.
It's 2:23 p.m. and they're having breakfast.
They're eating cereal in their robes. With a very strange glass of orange
yeah,
juice.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a very weird cup.
Oh, Dougie.
Oh, and Dougie. Okay, so like, because of the pie, everyone thought that this would be the episode where Coop finally comes back. And I understand because he had, like, that one cognizant moment where he's, like, kind of becoming a person. I love the pie so goddamn much. It's honestly, one of the best parts of
this is the best fucking episode. God.
Truly.
I love this episode so much.
It's just, like, it's everything.
Yep.
It's everything we've been wanting to
do. He's doing the thing to his own face that Bad Coop
fucking hate it. I fucking hate it.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
His face when he gets lowered into the car, it's just like his eyes get super wide and he's like, ah. Basically, the only way to describe this.
Yep. Oh, this is so fucking good.
Love this.
Oh, I love this episode.
Truly excellent.
We have like nothing
Cinema.
Mean or sarcastic to say.
No.
This episode is so fucking good.
No, we're just so hyped. Literally, our entire podcast is just us being like, this is so good. What the fuck? Portals. This is so good.
We've been waiting for this episode.
Literally, we've been so hyped for this episode this entire time.
Me for the past 10 episodes. When's the portal?
This music, though.
Driving.
Driving in slow-mo.
Same.
I have no idea what this song is, but I'm jamming.
Oh, this episode. Oh, there it is. Oh. Girls' night out back. Thunder down under. Was on one of the sides.
Multiple minutes just did not saying anything.
And then I say that.
While recording.
Sorry, there were shirtless men on the sign. What was I gonna do? Not say something?
Be happy.
Yes.
We have to rid ourselves of an asshole who is majorly fucked us over. Well, they may have liked the spike for
him. I forgot his name was Bradley. I just kept thinking he was just Joe Lucci. I was like, what is his fucking name?
Honestly,
Rodney.
I should have just kept calling him
Rodney and.
They shouldn't have given this character a name. He should have just been Jim Belushi. As Jim Belushi.
Stop.
As a casino owner.
Please. Oh my god, it's about to be the best meme of the whole show. Oh, I can't. Oh, this episode. And then Mrs. Jack pops.
Oh, I love her so much. I'm so here for this. I love this. We're overpouring with love for this episode. Also, low key, they could have done like a Breaking Bad thing at this point. Crossover episode.
He's still thinking about his dream.
In the dream.
Y'all, I haven't had alcohol in 4 days.
It's the coffee.
Send help. Call for help. Oh shit, my laptop's gonna die.
Oh.
It's going down.
Oh my god, I can't wait for his face. I can't wait for his face.
I love this so much. I'm so, so excited. Excuse me while I save some memes to my phone. I'm sorry.
Like, how does no one realize that there's something wrong with Dougie? He needs to be helped out of the car.
Right? How is nobody like, wow, this man definitely had a stroke or something.
Right? Oh, it's time.
It's going down, Jim Belushi.
He can't hear you.
He doesn't even know what words are. Okay.
That was my dream. No. Listen to me. There's something in that glass. If that something is what I saw in my dream, we can't kill him. What the fuck am I talking about? No, I'm not.
I love this so much. It's so goddamn pure.
He's got this one certain thing in that box. It means we can't kill him. It means he's not our enemy, probably. How the fuck do you know that? I'm just telling you what was in the dream. It's gotta be this one certain thing.
This is so good.
Truly.
You gotta promise me.
Iconic.
Listen to me. We gotta be together on this.
He's so serious about this box.
Okay, I'm not. What is it?
He's like, there's no fucking way.
Okay, what the fuck? In the box there. Is that cherry pie?
He's like, no fucking way.
Oh my fucking god. Wait.
I literally hate it so much.
Oh my god.
Frisking Dougie.
I mean, same.
Big same. And focus a little longer on that crotch.
Doesn't even have a wall.
Sorry.
It doesn't even have a wall. Oh, Dougie. Wait.
Innocent little nugget.
It's just us.
Oh. He's...
Open it.
God damn it, Dougie.
Wait! The face!
I love it. Us left for 2 minutes, Tracy.
Oh, gosh.
Also, I love the very Italian music to indicate that we are at an Italian restaurant. Shock that. It's not even more spoon fed to us with someone shouting, Mamma Mia! Right? In the background. Please.
Dougie's having his first alcohol.
His first drink. He's not old enough yet. He's not old enough to consume alcohol.
God damn it. Oh, it's Mrs. Jackpots.
Mr. Jackpot!
I love her so much.
This is the man I told you about. I wanted to see you again.
This is so goddamn pure.
What you did for me can change my life.
Oh,
she's so sweet.
He's back in my life again. I have a little dog.
Oh.
I have a house.
Oh my god.
Why are you recording me crying?
Because you do it every single time.
Please don't do this to me.
It's fucking pie time.
You can tell by the music change.
That it's time for girls and pie. Candy!
Hey, look at me. So much. Candy, where the fuck did you go?
Candy, did you go to the lodge?
Where did you go, honey?
There's so much traffic in the street. There are cars everywhere.
Literally the best. Cars everywhere.
That's an underappreciated Jim Belushi face.
Biggest. Oh, and Dougie and his pie. He's so happy. Look at that smile on that face.
Damn good.
This is why everyone thought he would be back.
Toast. Everyone.
Damn good
lost
pie.
Their fucking shit.
Literally everyone.
I'm pretty sure I was up off my toast.
He's trying to grab his elbow.
He's trying to toast with no cup.
No, he was trying to steal
Rodney's?
Yes, Rodney's alcohol. He was like, oh yeah, I'll take that to toast. Oh god. Amazing.
That was the biggest plate of pie I've ever seen.
He's literally like shoveling pie into his face, which is such a goddamn movie.
Candy.
Candy just like stroking.
Why don't they ask one of the other girls to do something?
Because Candy, I would be worried to know what the fuck else everyone else is doing. Like if Candy's the most responsible out of the group, like what the fuck's wrong with the rest of them?
Do they even know how to speak?
Are they all lobotomized?
Doesn't the music switch to be upsetting?
Yeah, possibly. It did already.
I think
and
it switches
it came back
again.
To like fancy. Yeah. This is deeply upsetting.
Woman in car.
Deeply upsetting.
Sick girl. Lady slot addict.
Oh, Angelo.
Oh, Angelo. Wasn't this a new arrangement by Angelo, this song?
Yes. Yes, indeed it was.
I'm gonna actually pay attention to the credits and see what it's called.
Amazing. Please do.
This music is very sad. We just... that episode.
We can talk about it later.
Of all the,
need a second.
Right?
Give us a minute.
All the episodes that felt short, this one felt so short.
This
but
one,
so much happened.
It felt so short because so much happened.
Yeah. Okay, where in here was Threnody for the victims of Hiroshima? Was that in the portal? Oh, literally
yeah.
Heartbreaking, composed and performed by Angelo. Wait, that is Angelo!
Yeah. You didn't know that that's him?
God damn it!
Yeah! Which is why it's so goddamn absurd that he's playing this fucking, like, stereotypical Italian bullshit at the beginning. It's just like, like, this man is actually Italian, and they're just like, make it sound as Mamma Mia as possible.
That was David Lynch's,
direction. Make it sound. God, I hate it. I'm sorry, I fucking hate it. At David Lynch, fuck you.
We're going to pause, and then we're going to do some analysis, but I'm hungry, so bye.
All right.
We took a food break, as in I did.
Kat took a food break. I have to wait for food until
I ate pizza
done.
On the floor.
I might go out and get pizza while Kat edits this, because it's around the corner, and I'm starving. About Comic-Con, David Lynch sent some text messages into Comic-Con. I'm not going to go through all of the texts because I would like to focus on one particular text.
Okay.
Which is, it's slippery in here.
Yeah.
And somebody tweeted
that.
I quote tweeted it saying, that's what Daddy Lynch said to me last night.
Oh my god.
Kane said, thanks, I hate it. And because of that, we are now going to spend the next 10 minutes discussing.
What? Discussing what?
Daddy Lynch's sex to me.
No!
Yes, we are.
Do you want me to go get your pizza? I'll go. You can record this by yourself and I'll go. I like how you started this segment. You were like all serious.
Yeah.
You were like getting so serious.
That's how
you were like, Dad, don't, Dad, don't fucking text me.
That's my that's my MO. Really serious about shit posting. It works. It works out for me. Really well.
It works out for no one else. Also, I just need to mention that Laura is a Leo and Bobby is a Sagittarius. That's why they were a fucking disaster.
Duh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously.
We texted about this, but I wanted to mention it on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's worth mentioning. What sign is Shelly, though?
I don't know.
Fucking flaky ass bitch is probably an Aquarius.
I'm just going to... An air. She's an air sign.
She's
probably.
An air sign. Easily. Easily.
Are you Googling it?
I'm Googling it, okay. Yeah. Shelly Johnson, because that's what she's known as mostly. Twin Peaks. Let's see. Let's look at her wiki.
Twin Peaks wiki.
Shelly Briggs, May 30th. So
she's a fucking Gemini! Fucking Gemini!
Fuck her! Fuck Geminis! We knew she was a...
We knew.
This fucking flaky-ass bitch. God, she's the worst. Also, those clouds are moving really fast right
Ooh.
Now. They are doing a heckin' zoom.
Well, the clouds just stay, and then it'll rain.
Please. We want the rain.
It's so humid out. I want to die.
I literally can't deal with it.
Nope.
Somebody else was thirsting after, like, bad coop with the blood splattered face. And I was just, like, big mood because
No, I said the biggest mood. Yeah, it was Nicola Liberté.
Oh, Daria?
She says, yeah, Daria. What it was like being on set with Evil Coop. And she goes, it was pretty arousing. Big fucking
okay, she's
same.
My new favorite cast member.
Literally same, though. Okay, we are very into Evil Coop.
I'm not that into Evil Coop. I can't take him seriously because of the bad wig and the beret.
I was going to mention the beret. It's the only turn off. Everything else I'm very into.
Like, I just can't get past the hair.
It's so much. There's so much going on. Why does he have a beret? I just want to know why. Also, Kimmy did something super Lucy.
Business in the front, party in the back. It's the party beret.
That's what it is. There you go.
Is that going to be the name of the episode? Party Beret?
Party Beret. Yes, it is. Please, thank you.
It was either that or something we mentioned earlier off the podcast that now I can't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't know.
It's fine. It was unrelated.
Okay, so here. So, Kimmy Robertson was asked if there was any cast member she didn't get to work with yet that she would like to work with, and she answered yes. That's the most Lucy answer she could possibly give. Is there any cast member you haven't worked with that you want to? Yes. This bitch.
I mean, it's an answer to the question, technically.
Yeah,
but
not a very good one. Also, my prediction for the announcement was not ready for this. I put money on this. James.
Well, you can never go to Vegas because you will put money on everything wrong.
A full studio album from James Hurley. Entitled The Cool Album, a la The White Album.
Yep. Well,
it's accurate.
I thought that your guess was going to be a sex tape, so.
It should have been. At David Lynch, where's the sex tape?
Cool.
He probably has several.
His own?
Possibly. Probably. Do you really think that David Lynch doesn't have a sex tape?
No, I do. I just don't want it.
I just got distracted because we're going to segue into something else. BRB, that's not a BRB. That's a, segue into, oh God. Goodbye. All right. Thoughts on the episode?
Oh, it was so good.
There was so much going on and so much good stuff.
For every episode where we complained, nothing happened. This
literally
episode made up for it.
It made up for it.
Everything happened.
Everything happened.
The only thing
the
that didn't happen in this episode was Bad Coop. There was no Bad Coop.
There was no Bad Coop, but
it
I'm
didn't
not
need
mad
it.
At
it. No, me neither.
Yeah.
Nope.
It was fine without him. We made it.
Juggy. We got the Mitchums. We got Candy. We got
Bobby Briggs.
We got Bobby Briggs. We got some vomiting. We have loud noises. We've got a portal.
We've got
dead bodies. We got exploding heads.
This place has everything. First of all.
This place has everything. Exploding heads. Portals. Vomiting girls.
Tracking shots down hallways.
Deep fried guns. Not yet, but
not yet.
I think about that all the time.
Good goddamn mood. Deep fried gun. That's my aesthetic.
All right, well, assuming that this episode is going to be long enough already.
I think I think we're wrap it up. Is there anything you remember from like anything we want to make fun of? Anything at all we want to make fun of anyone about? I don't know. This episode was so like jam packed with shit that like I feel like everyone had 1,001 theories after this one, but like rightfully so because there was so much going on. Like I feel like. And it was so goddamn memeable, that Jim Belushi.
I don't know what. I don't remember.
I remember nothing from anything. And then we never do the research. And then we're like, wasn't that the point of this podcast?
No.
No, not anymore. It used to be us making fun of tryhards.
But.
Now we're just kind of here. Doing our own thing.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
It 317 works. People have listened to it, so.
We're doing something right, I guess. Kinda. Oh, happy belated, Laura! Happy birthday! Did I already say this on the podcast? Yeah,
wait, isn't happy birthday copyrighted?
No, it's not.
Alright, follow us on Twitter at isitfuturepod. Erica's been tweeting up a storm.
I tweet so much, too much.
We also have a Facebook page.
Yeah, it's a thing. I post the episodes on it and basically nothing else because Facebook is
the devil.
Awful and evil and
Facebook
awful,
is made horrible. Of Garmambozio.
Truly the worst.
But yeah, next week. Episode 12, part 12, sorry.
Let's rock.
Our girl.
She. She done did a thing.
She's in her own lodge things. Of oh. Her own mind.
Oh.
It's fine. Don't get preemptively sad. Okay.
No.
We're done. Bye.
Bye.